1 Samuel chapter 17. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shaco, which belongs to Judah, and pitched between Shaco and Azekah, in Ephes-Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and camped by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath, of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, about 9 feet 9 inches, 2.99 meters. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. About 125 pounds, 57 kilograms. And he had brass plates upon his legs, and a shield of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, about 15 pounds or 6.84 kilograms. And one carrying a shield went before him. And he stood and cried to the armies of Israel, and said to them, "Why have you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and you servants to Saul? Choose for yourselves a man to fight for you, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me, and to kill me, then we will be your servants, but if I prevail against him, and kill him, then you shall be our servants, and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day, give me a man, that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed, and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And the man, Jesse, went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle, and the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab the firstborn, and next to him Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. And David was the youngest. And the 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said to David his son, "Take now for your brothers an ephah of this parched corn, about 6 gallons, 22.2 liters. And these 10 loaves of bread, and run to the camp to your brothers. And carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000, and see how your brothers are, and bring something back that shows they are all right." Now Saul, and they, Jesse's sons, and all the men of Israel, were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning, and left the sheep with a keeper, and took, and went, as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench, as the host army was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. Because Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and greeted his brothers. And as he talked with them, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spoke according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, and were greatly afraid. And the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely to defy Israel he has come up. And it shall be, that the man who kills him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel." And David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man who kills this Philistine, and takes away the reproach from Israel? Because who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And the people answered him after this manner, saying, "So shall it be done to the man who kills him." And Eliab his eldest brother heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, "Why have you come here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride, and the naughtiness of your heart, because you have come down that you might see the battle." And David said, "What have I done now? Is there not a reason?" And he turned from him towards another, and spoke after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spoke, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him, your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, because you are but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said to Saul, Your servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion, and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and struck him, and delivered it out of his mouth, and when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and struck him, and killed him. Your servant killed both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God. Furthermore David said, The Lord Jehovah who delivered me out of the paw of the lion, and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Go, and the Lord Jehovah be with you. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head, also he armed himself with a coat of mail. And David tied his sword upon his armor, and he tried to go, because he had not tested the armor. And David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, because I have not tested them. And David took them off. And he took his staff in his hand, and chose for himself 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in a pouch, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near to David, and the man who carried the shield of Goliath went before him. And when the Philistine looked about, and saw David, he despised him, because he was but a youth, and handsome, and of a fair appearance. And the Philistine said to David, Am I a dog, that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air, and to the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord Jehovah of hosts armies. The God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord Jehovah will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you, and remove your head from off of you, and I will give the dead bodies of the host army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord Jehovah saves not with sword and spear. Because the battle is the Lord's Jehovah's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose, and came and drew near to meet David, that David ran quickly towards the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand into his bag, and took out a stone, and slung it, and struck the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead. And he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and struck the Philistine, and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran, and stood upon the Philistine, and took his own sword, and drew it out of its sheath, and killed him, and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose, and shouted, and pursued the Philistines, until you come to the valley, and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Shaaraim, even to Gath, and to Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine, and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he asked Abner, the captain of the host army, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, As your soul lives, O king, I do not know. And the king said, Inquire whose son the youth is. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him, and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, Whose son are you, young man? And David answered, I am the son of your servant Jesse the Bethlehemite.